Welcome to Family Guidons, the podcast created by military spouses for military families.
We're the ones holding down the home front during deployments, state activations, and everything in between.
Here we have an honest conversation about the realities of military life, the highs, the hard moments, and the strength it takes to keep moving forward.
Whether you're new to the military community or a seasoned spouse who's seen it all,
Family Guidons is your place for connection, support, and real conversations.
Because no one understands life like the ones who've been living it beside them.
This is Family Guidons. Fall in. Have you ever experienced your spouse's deployment and realized that you're facing a new normal in your everyday life? As your children and your other family members look to you for strength, you have to figure out how to make things work. And you're overwhelmed and figuring out that your everyday, your holidays are going to look different this year. If you've ever been in that position and you're figuring out how to navigate your new normal and you feel like no one understands, trust me, I do.
Or maybe your family member is not deployed and perhaps your family just lived through a natural disaster, a hurricane, a fire, a flood, but you were the one left to handle the aftermath because your service member got the phone call to step up and serve the community. If you've ever felt overwhelmed in such a situation, please know that we understand.
Have you ever been approached in a grocery store by someone who shares a heartfelt story about your child in uniform? Maybe they tell you an incredible story about how your loved one, as a member of the National Guard, helped them escape from a flooded home. In that moment, you can't help but feel an overwhelming sense of pride in their service and positive impact that they're making on the community. I truly understand that sense of pride and joy.
Today, somewhere, a military spouse is facing the challenge of having their loved one away, whether it's for boot camp, drill weekends, annual training, a deployment, or pursuing higher education. We hope that you have found us here and that you remember that you are not alone on this journey. You have a supportive community with you right here. This is your podcast. Welcome to Family Guidons. Family Guidons is a podcast created for military families by military spouses. We want to have honest discussions about their experiences with deployments, state activations, and everything in between. So, before we go any further, we want to introduce ourselves. We are your hosts for Family Guidons, and we want to tell you a little bit about ourselves. Charlotte, do you want to start?
Sure. Hello, I'm Charlotte Stillwell. I'm a South Carolina native and a graduate of the University of South Carolina and Clemson University. My husband is Major General Robin Stillwell, and together we have three adult children, Eli, Dee, and Joseph. I have been a military spouse for 31 years, and during this time I've experienced the realities that come with the service community. Situations such as deployments totaling more than 41 months, along with all of the extra weekends, days that come along with National Guard service. My connection to the military is not just through Rob. I'm also the military mom of a son who is serving on active duty. I'm also a Gold Star child. My father was killed in action in Laos during the Vietnam War in 1969. So from my very early days till now, I've had experience living the life of a family member of the military.
I'm Kathy Bridgers. I'm originally from Maine, but I've been in the South longer than I was there. My husband is Brigadier General Scott Bridgers, and I have been in the military with him for 29 years. I became a mother to another military member when my son joined the South Carolina Air National Guard 8 years ago, and then I became a military mother-in-law 3 years ago when my daughter married into the Air Force. Was a school teacher, decided to stay at home with my kids. I've worn many hats. I became took on the role of mother and father during 9 contingency deployments and many training missions. And my faith, my family, and my friends are the cornerstone that have gotten me through.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to be here with y'all. My name is Michelle Matheny. My husband, Bill, is the commander of the 117th Engineer Brigade here in South Carolina. I am the mom to three sweet girls. My 10-year-old is my huge helper right now. And we have 5-year-old twins who keep life interesting and funny and busy. So I am also a small business owner. I own a corrective exercise training business that is my professional passion project after 20 years in the sports medicine field. And really, right now especially, but always, I am a huge supporter of my husband and of the military. We've been married for almost 14 years. We have had a mix of active duty deployments or jobs and the National Guard life. We have had an overseas PCS together as a family, which was a really interesting experience. And he has been deployed 4 times. 2 of those were with me. But so this is my second experience of a deployment, but our first with kids. So every situation is different in the military life. And so you just, you know, you take it as it comes. But through all of that, I have really found my kind of joy in helping to serve other military families. I am a volunteer with the SFRG for his unit, and I also volunteer with the Spouses Auxiliary Group in the state. So I'm just really excited to be here and to have another way to support military families.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So I think we've got a good group here. I'm looking forward to what we're going to do.
So for everybody listening, this podcast is powered by the South Carolina National Guard, and it can be your platform for connecting with other military families, not just those of the South Carolina National Guard, but, you know, for those families in all the branches. Our goal is to cover topics that resonate with you, with us, and hopefully speak to something that you've experienced, or speak to something that you might gain some insight from our experiences. We'll also have some guests come and speak to us about various topics, offer us resources, and kind of be a resource to us for all of the programs that are available to the families of the military.
Our first official episode is titled, You've Begun the New Year Solo, But You've Got This, where we will discuss victories big and small during the holiday season, talk gratitude, and personal reflections.
And above all, we really want to hear from you, from our listeners. You are the reason that we are sitting here doing this, putting ourselves out there for this. Mm-hmm. But your comments and topic suggestions are going to be really important to us moving forward so that we know what you want to hear. We want your stories to fuel our future podcasts. So please share with us your goals, your expressions of gratitude for this lifestyle, your stories of resilience and the trials that you've been through. By discussing your challenges and the solutions that you found, you might just inspire someone else who really needs to hear that story. So please reach out and send your stories to our email address, familyguidons@gmail.com. And if you've enjoyed today's podcast and you're intrigued about what comes next, we'd love for you to hit that follow button on whatever platform you listen to your content on. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, and the South Carolina National Guard YouTube channel. I think we've got all the bases covered, right?
I think so.
And even better, think about sharing this with another military spouse or a military family that you think might benefit from this content. And above all, thank you for listening to Family Guidons from the Bluff Road Readiness Center in Columbia, South Carolina, to wherever you may be. Until next time.